Question. I'm a professor at the University of Nebraska School of Journalism at Lincoln.
Did you have a consciousness-raising session somewhere in your past?
I think when I really look back at my past, it's probably been as long as I remember. I really can't determine a particular time, and I think it probably has to do with family. I think I was always probably encouraged to do the very best I could and was not confined or limited.
By your parents?
By my parents and the family. I think I really cannot go back, and as I try to trace back why I did certain things, I think it was there was always a feeling that I could do anything and probably should.
Have you ever been married?
Yes. I'm a widow, and I have two daughters. One daughter and her husband have my one-year-old grandson. Both of them have graduated from the University of Nebraska, and Kathy taught a year and is now staying home, being primarily a mother right now to Nathaniel. And my other daughter finished the School of Journalism at Lincoln. She then went on to work a year on a 6 weekly newspapers in Iowa, and this fall has gone into law school.
I see. Did you find any conflict in raising a family and having a career?
Well, my background is probably a little different. I worked before I was married. I finished undergraduate work and then married when that was completed. My husband finished part of his graduate work, and then I took on a weekly newspaper while he taught for the first couple of years. Then I stayed home and with the two children. And my husband died then very suddenly when they were 4 and 5. And at that time I went back to complete both a master's and a PhD.
And you're a professor now?
Yes.
What brings you to Houston?
I think it's a historic event. I wouldn't have missed it.
Are you here as a delegate or observer?
An official observer.
An official observer. What is your expectation for this conference?
I think one of the most exciting parts of it is that very talented women are being brought together. Their talents are different. Their geographical backgrounds are different. Their interests are quite different. And yet, we are able to sit down and talk, and I'm finding it very exciting. I'm also very much interested in the procedural parts of the meeting.
How would you assess the meeting? Is it successful, or is it going to really measure up to your expectations?
I think it's successful. I would very much like to watch media coverage, and I wish I had a study launched right now on perceptions in Nebraska, and I do not have that set up. I wish I did. To see how many people indeed did watch the proceedings, what their perceptions on it are, I think it probably would be too much to expect any change, except perhaps in very minor ways, but I would be very much interested if there were studies, and I hope that some others have indeed launched some. Do you know any?
You are aware that Nebraska has sent a delegation which is anti-feminist, anti-ERA.
We have 7 delegates at large who are not.
Who are not, all right.
And there are a number of official observers who are not of the same persuasion as the 16 delegates.
Are the 16 delegates participating in the plenary sessions to to support the resolutions which were passed by the Nebraska State Meeting?
That's not been my observation. It's been quite different than that. They have not.
Okay. Why do you think they're not supporting the resolutions passed by the state meeting?
Oh, I think there are a number of reasons why. I think one has to do with basic philosophy about the role of the federal government. I think also that there is a close connection between their voting and a one-issue kind of philosophy.
What one issue is their philosophy, do you think?
I think it's the abortion issue, and I think that anything that's attached to it, and I think most everything has become attached to it.
Do they associate the ERA with the abortion issue?
Oh, I think absolutely.
Well, why did they allow these resolutions to be passed at the state meeting if they did not feel they could support them?
It was, I think, as I have heard about it and heard it analyzed, they came in to vote and then left early. They were bused in, and it was a Sunday. And I think that once the delegation was elected, they lost interest in the discussion of those issues and took the buses back home.
And then other people who were there voted on the resolution?
Late.
I see. Very late.
Well,
have you heard women talking to each other while just, you know, circulating around in the halls and while you're here?
Yes, I don't know, however, that I would judge that there has been any lessening of the polarization. I think it's been increased. I think that is the one unfortunate thing that's happened, but it's been happening. And I guess that's the reason I would be interested in studying an overall state or an overall central region, because, and I would also be very much interested in looking at that media coverage. What I fear is that we've increased polarization.
Do you think the media coverage may have contributed to that increase?
Oh, I think absolutely. There's no way that media coverage of anything wouldn't do that, and it could be superb media coverage, because as you are aware, all studies of media indicate that what you get is a reinforcement of your presently held position. And I think it's really those who have not made up their minds who would be the interesting persons to talk with back home.
Back home. How do you feel about so many men here covering with the media?
Oh, I think that too is a reflection of the present state. I certainly thought that it would have been appropriate to have found the capable young women who exist to man those cameras. We have them at the University of Nebraska who have fine professional jobs and are quite capable of running those cameras. I thought it was most insensitive. I do think that it reinforces the past study that came out a few months ago, which indicated that the ETV, along with other broadcasters, had not pushed to get participation in that industry by women. And I intend to write concerning this to both, well, to ETV. I think it's most unfortunate they did not get women production, a woman production crew. They could have done it. There are very capable young women that I know that are in that system who could have manned those cameras beautifully. So I'm very unhappy about that.
I see. I've asked you a number of questions. Is there anything that you think future historians should be made aware of that you yourself know about that I have not thought to ask?
I suspect that I'll be talking about it for weeks. And I think the oral history part of this that you're doing is a real contribution. And I think probably the best thing to do would be to conserve your tape and let you talk to a number of women who have different views.
Well, I'm planning to do that anyway. What do you think will be the most important thing that women take home from this conference with them?
Oh, I think solidarity. And again, the reinforcement that comes from seeing women unite concerning the broad issue of ERA, and also to have had the superb outpouring of national support from the government, federal government.
Okay, well, thank you very much for helping us with our study.